Four gubernatorial candidates took questions at a Chamber of Commerce forum today in Soldotna, but as KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, it quickly turned into a debate between the two bigger names on the ballot, Governor Sean Parnell and Bill Walker.
Wednesday's forum at the Soldotna Sports Center was mostly an opportunity to lay out broad visions for the state, especially from the race's lesser-known candidates like J.R. Myers running with the Alaska Constitution Party.
We're hoping to gain 3% or more of the vote in this election, which is a qualifying election, which will then give us political party status going into the future, which we think is very important because we think that the political marketplace in Alaska could benefit from freer exchange of diverse ideas.
Libertarian Party candidate Carolyn Clift was the other quote-unquote fringe candidate.
So at this time, when we are facing fiscal crisis for the next few years, you need somebody that's libertarian, that's going to go in there and minimize government. I'm going to go in there and look for the efficiencies, and we are going to go in there and we are going to lean this government down until we can get the budget down so we can live with the revenues that are going to be coming in now.
Most of the answers came in the form of similar platitudes based on each candidate's agenda. For Walker and Parnell, Wednesday's agenda was mostly filled with responses to each other's thinly veiled attacks.
I'm not sure it's being under attack when I point out that Bill Walker's plan for cutting the budget is about reducing 16% in 1 year and then asking him for the plan on how that gets allocated. That's what he's calling an attack. I call it a fiscal plan, spending less and taxing less, which is the direction we've headed and we're going to continue to head.
Walker said his plan to reduce the state's budget would be put in place over the course of years, if at all. He hopes to improve revenues so those cuts won't be necessary in the first place.
You know, Governor Parnell's administration created the largest deficit we've ever had, so I get criticized because I'm not doing enough to articulate how I'm going to clean up his mess. The fiscal plan that the Parnell administration has, it shows 10 years of deficit spending. Every single year, deficit spending for the next 10 years. That's required by statute to show that. That's his plan. And if that's a plan that worked for you, $7 million a day, this is your guy right here.
Budgets and natural gas lines got the lion's share of attention from the two leading candidates. But less thoroughly examined was the state's record on domestic abuse and charges of misconduct and abuse within the upper ranks of the Alaska National Guard. After the forum, Governor Parnell said he trusted the National Guard Bureau in its findings that misconduct reporting since 2012 has greatly improved, and he sees more changes in Guard leadership in the future.
The issue with respect to the sexual assaults that occurred before that, I mean, certainly those still exist, but we have to restore trust and confidence so people are willing to report. Again, we're interviewing people for the new Adjutant General position, and that person will use their leadership role to bring about full-scale change within the Guard in conjunction with the National Guard Bureau.
Parnell has been criticized for delaying action after reports of sexual assault were made known to his office and allowing top Guard officers to be rehired in the wake of misconduct investigations. From Soldotna, I'm Shaylin Cochran.